The True Falls Film Festival takes place this week, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's festival selections in a series, True False Conversations. I'm Ryan Famuliner. In the film Approaching the Elephant, filmmaker Amanda Rose Wilder follows the students and teachers of a so-called free school in New Jersey, where the students make the rules. Wilder, who mans the camera for the film, is a fly on the wall as the audience is taken through the school's inaugural year and all of the problems that arise. KBIA's Christopher Husted talked with Wilder about what she hopes the audience takes away from the film.
Why present the film in black and white?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. That was something we decided recently. It was an idea that I'd always bounced around. I think it looks really beautiful in black and white. In color, it sort of looks like a movie from 7 years ago. And in black and white, it sort of looks like a movie from, it could be any time, like 30 years ago. But mostly just the way it looked, and that it gave it kind of a timeless feel.
Could you maybe just talk a little bit about what your idea was, what you wanted to try to get out of shooting this film once you decided that you were going to stick around and document as much as you could?
Yeah, when I got there the first day, I could already tell that there were just a couple really amazing characters that I was really intrigued by. One, Alex, who was the head of the school, and two, Giovanni, who's the kid who, you know, in a way is like kind of the leader of everyone, of the kids. He sort of inspires people to build things, and he's a very passionate, self-directed person, but in other ways, you know, we had some issues that he was dealing with. And then Lucy is the third kind of main character, and she's just amazing to watch. She says, everything she says is, you know, funny or interesting. And also, beyond just having what I felt were some great main characters, where just the fact that the school was in the process of becoming what it wanted to be, you know, like this was a story from the first day of something. And so that figuring it out as you go along was really intriguing to me. You know, none of them had gone to a free school before, the kids. They were coming from all different places, and most of the adults hadn't worked at a free school. So that, you know, that process of, like, of how you do this was just, I just had to shoot it, you know, and it was there.
Is there a reason why Giovanni's story arc is kind of the focus of the film?
Oh, yeah. To me, it was just sort of, like, I didn't think about it, and it was just the story that was obvious, because it really was, like, the story of the year. Like, from day one, I could tell that, you know, he was going to be a test to the community. I think it does bring up whether this kind of school can work, or what school kind of can work for someone who's, you know, who has real behavioral problems.
So what do you hope the audience takes away from your film?
For one, I'm trying to tell an amazing story. You know, I love filmmakers like John Cassavetes in that, you know, way that they just show people being real in ways that we don't usually see in film. And I, you know, I kind of hope that my movie is sort of like that in a way. Most importantly, we see kids being really complicated, sometimes scary, sometimes inspiring individuals. You know, my film isn't an advocacy piece for free schools, but I would say that I do believe that kids are, you know, really fascinating human beings that should maybe be paid attention to a little bit more. And there aren't many movies that really show kids in the way that my movie does, I think. The general themes of freedom and democracy and how we work together.
That was Amanda Rose Wilder talking with KBIA's Christopher Husted about her film Approaching the Elephant, which is premiering at True Falls. You also heard Kelly Moore's conversation with Dora Garcia. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Check out the full conversations, photos, and videos from KBIA's True False Conversation series at kbia.org.